Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Russia and its influence continue to weave their way into the presidential election. Yesterday at a campaign rally, Donald Trump read to the crowd a news report with alleged new revelations about Benghazi. It had been published in a Kremlin-owned online news service. And last week, the Obama administration officially blamed the Russian government for leaking emails from the Democratic National Committee. The statement came from intelligence and homeland security agencies here in the U.S., and it states that the hack likely originated from servers operated by a Russian company. Then Secretary of State John Kerry called for a war crimes investigation over attacks on civilians in Syria by the Russian and Syrian governments. Russian officials responded, saying the statements were, quote, unacceptable judgments and propaganda. Maria Snegovaya is a columnist at Russian business daily Vedomosti. She says the timing of these announcements was politically motivated.
So I think there are three reasons why the U.S. Government would choose to announce this right now. This announcement is indeed quite unprecedented. The first would be that, in my opinion, President Obama does try to help a little bit his Democratic partner, Hillary Clinton, in these elections. We know that Trump actually speaks very favorably and nicely about President Putin. That's not the case on the Democratic side. The other reason would be the fact that the U.S. is, in fact, quite annoyed by the fact that the Russian government has been really meddling into the U.S. elections this time. And ultimately, White House doesn't have a lot of time left. So now, finally, they can afford these harsh statements about Russia because they know they wouldn't have to follow through.
So part of the timing here, as you said, the first thing you said is blaming this on Russian hacks helps immunize Hillary Clinton from
Definitely.
The leaks that show her emails and show her conversations that look bad for her. It's sort of political cover there.
Definitely, because it's clear that the White House is trying to position Trump as he's in favor of Putin. And in fact, Trump does a lot to do that too, right?
Is there any actual consequence to an announcement like this from U.S. officials? Are there any sanctions involved, or does it obligate the president or intelligence agencies to take any particular action, or is it simply a rhetorical exercise?
So this announcement is quite unprecedented, so we don't really know what is going to happen next. Russia is quite irritated at this point, and I actually just have been to D.C. on Thursday. And I would say the sanctions are not coming in the near future. But the next administration, especially if it's Hillary, is likely to follow up in the sense that the relationships will worsen and sanctions are also possibly will be introduced.
So we mentioned also that Secretary of State John Kerry called for an investigation into Russia's behavior in Syria and the Syrian government as well. Is a type of international criminal court investigation that Kerry is calling for likely to happen? And if so, how would the Russians respond?
I would not expect that to happen in the near future because the administration has too many other things going on. But if Hillary becomes the next president, it's possible. And Russia is definitely going to be more annoyed. You know, Putin is already quite annoyed by the recent investigation regarding the MH17 flight and his recent very harsh statements against the United States in this breaking with their accords regarding the nuclear collaboration and other things have a lot to do with the MH17 investigation.
We are used to a U.S.-Russian relationship that is multifactorial, complicated, flare-ups in one area, Syria or hacking, cooperation in other areas like nuclear proliferation or ISIS. Overall, though, is the relationship now really at a low point, or are these just flare-ups?
You know, typically the new administration comes with some ideas of reset with Russia, and they tend to follow and they tend to collapse by the end of the administration. That's nothing new in this sense. But it is true that Vladimir Putin's geopolitical views and worldview in general is really opposite from the one by the U.S. administration. So, unfortunately, I would not expect any improvement in the near future.
Maria Snegovaya is a columnist at Russian business daily Vedomosti.